Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Yes, I received something in the mail.
Yeah, can I start off with that 16-digit reservation code?
2411-4201-0035-4118.
Okay, great. And let me look that up for you real quick here. And the number that you're calling on, this 972 number, is that a good number to call you back on in case our phone call drops?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. And can I get your first name?
Mark Sutton. That's U-T-T-O-N.
Okay, Mark. Pull up your file here. Looks like we sent you something. Okay, I have the business name is IMS. Is that correct?
Well, we go with Innovative Millwork Systems, but IMS is...
Okay, but on the tax return, it doesn't say IMS then. It's what is it? How's the business?
Innovative Millwork.
Innovative. Millwork?
Millwork.
Millwork Systems, okay. Perfect. Okay, Mark, and you guys still at... let me see here. What address do I have? I have 11319 Tanter Road, number A, in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, why don't you tell me a little bit what you're looking for, Mark, and see if I can answer all your questions here.
Well, I don't know. I got this in the mail. I opened it up, and... well, you know what? I'll read it.
Okay.
So, here we are.
Okay.
We're a commercial woodwork company. Been here for 28 years. I'm the sole owner. My bank's given me a little bit of static on my line of credit, and, you know, just making me work harder at it than I need. And so I'm kind of exploring some options to revisit how I do all that.
Okay. What's your line of credit right now that you have with your bank?
I think we're in for $700,000 or $800,000.
Okay. How much is available?
I'm sorry?
How much do you have available left?
Oh, probably 150 or 200.
Okay. Okay. And what bank is that with?
North Star Bank in Texas.
Okay. So, are you guys, are you tight on cap or cash flow right now? Or you got a big project coming up? What's the need for some capital here?
I always have. You know, if I took this on, I would take out my other bank, pay off my, you know, my current line of credit, and probably turn this out.
Okay. What's your interest rate on your line of credit right now?
I don't know, 5%.
Okay. Yeah, our program is not going to replace your line of credit. Our working capital program is more towards it's a shorter term type of loan. So our interest starts off on 10 cents on the dollar. It kind of goes up from there. So it would.
10%.
Yeah, it's basically where it starts.
Yeah, that's not something that would interest me at all.
Yeah, that's what I
would. We get that paid back.
Yeah, we're more of like, it's an unsecured loan. That's why it starts off at 10% and kind of goes up from there. We don't hold anything as collateral on it. So we're literally giving you the loan based on your word saying you're going to pay us back.
Right.
So, which is why we charge a little bit more.
Right.
I know.
Okay. And in the event that I did opt for this, then, you know, this thing says $250,000. How do you know how much you can loan somebody?
What are you guys doing in sales? What did you guys do in sales last year?
We do $6 million.
Okay. We're generally able to free up about 10 to 15%. So, with your business doing around six, I could probably get you 600 to... 700K.
Okay. And when you say it starts at 10, what does that mean exactly?
Well, So that's a lot of factors are involved. I mean, time in business, you said around 28 years, which is solid. You're going to get A+ right there. How's your personal credit?
Fabulous.
Okay, so you're probably going to qualify for the best programs that we have out there. So basically how it works is it's an unsecured loan. Let's say, you know, you qualify for the top tier program. You're probably looking at a term between 2 to 3 years. So depending on which program you choose, you start paying it back. Most likely with you, the way your credit is, probably get a monthly payment. So you pay us back every month, and that payment goes towards the principal and the payback. So there's no specific like APR with your line of credit. You can make the minimum payment and you're just paying interest basically, right? With this, every payment you make goes towards the entire balance of the loan, the principal and the interest. So right. There is no, you know, there is no minimum payment of paying an interest only, and it just keeps extending. You know when you're going to pay it off. You know how much you're paying. It's a set fixed payment every month until you pay off the entire loan.
Yeah, that's 36 months at 11 grand, whatever it is.
Right.
Whatever that number, if it's 8 or 10 or 15, it's 36 months and takes that long to pay it off.
Exactly. That's correct.
Okay.
So, if you'd like, I can get your email and shoot you some info. You know, just a little, I don't know where you're at. You know, most people that I deal with have an opportunity to take the money and buy inventory, and they kind of use it as a bridge loan. So they would use our money to purchase their inventory or materials, whatever big project they may have coming up, and they pay us back within 6 months to a year.
But do they got to set that up to begin with?
What do you mean by that? What do you have to say?
Meaning, if it's 6 months, what if I set mine up on 2 to 3 years and wanted to pay it off in 6 months?
We have no prepayment penalties at all.
So they pay it on 2 years and then just pay it off.
Yeah. So, but see, if you set it up, okay, so let's say you set it up on 2 years. You know how some people, when they have a car loan, they like to make an extra payment, which kind of helps with the interest? With this, there's no point in making an extra payment. If you're going to pay it off, that's when we'll give you, most likely for you, specifically, you would get a discount on the remaining interest on the loan when you decide to pay it off. But it's never a good idea to make an extra payment because it does nothing for you.
Right. Okay, well, let me digest this and see, you know, just 10% gives me heartburn.
But keep in mind, Mark, it's unsecured. So this is not even going to show up on your personal credit report. This literally goes on the business. Okay, so you're going to pay 10% starting off, yeah, but again, too, we're not going to drag you around for a few months trying to get you an approval and then go through all this paperwork. I can get you this money in less than 4 or 5 days in your bank account. So we work fast, we give you cash, and we charge a little more, but it's a convenience factor. You know, you're able to call me and say, Jeremiah, I need some more money. Let's restructure our loan here. And, you know, there's so many different programs we can put you on. And once we build that relationship with you, it's literally whenever you need cash, you let me know and we can get it to you ASAP.
But again, you never really come off the 10%.
Yeah, no, but you're using our money. So if you have an opportunity to make some money off of our money and still keep your money in your bank account, because you never know what's going to happen, right, in the future, you know, don't know what could happen. Worst comes to worst, you lose our money, but you still have your money in the bank account. Right? So, yeah, we're going to charge a little bit more, but, I mean, depending on what you're going to use it for. Like, for you, you said you wanted to pay off your line of credit. That makes no sense to do that. Right? Like, our loan is a bad idea for that. But if you have an opportunity to grow your business or purchase some inventory and you're going to, your return on investment is greater than what your interest would be, then it makes sense. You know, that's what it comes down to, bottom line.
Okay, well, let me digest this, and if this is something that interests me, I will certainly give you a shout back.
Absolutely. Can I give you my direct line, Mark?
Sure.
So if you have any questions, yeah, you just give me a ring. It's 858-909-8867. Would it be okay if I shot you an email, Mark? I don't fill it out with spam or anything. I just kind of give you my contact info, and it's my personal email. And, you know, if you ever have any questions or if you're just curious, you know, you can reach out by telephone or by email, whatever you feel more comfortable with.
I think I want to leave it to where I got your number now, and let me digest this and figure out what's best for me.
Absolutely. And if you're just curious about... Yeah, yes, sir. If you're just curious about the approval and, you know, just to see what the terms would be, we do that all the time, too. I can get you an answer in about 24 hours, so it's great. You apply with me, I can tell you tomorrow what you're approved for and what the terms would be.
Right.
So.
Okay, very good. Let me get back to you.
Absolutely, Mark. Have a good one. Appreciate you calling in.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye.